八节到第十节。
From verse 8 to 10.
早着我们大家一同读。
If you find, we can read together.
哥罗西书第二章第八节到第十节，284页我的圣经。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 8 to 10.
第八节到第十节，第二章，哥罗西书第二章。请你们要给劝，恐怕有人用他的理学旁虚空的妄言，不教有基督来照人根传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督的里面，你们在他的里面要得了通献，他所养世界掌权者的言效。请我们再读一节圣经，是非常熟的圣经，约翰福音十章十节。
And please also read the John
约翰福音十章十节
Chapter 10 verse 10。
约翰福音第十章十节，142页，我的圣经。
John chapter 10, verse 10。
十章十节，拿且道则来，不会有偷窃、杀害。
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
要叫羊叫人得生命，并且得了更丰盛。请我们低头祷告。
Please let bow down and we can pray.
亲爱的父神，我们的救主耶稣基督，我们赞美感谢你，因为你不愿意你的儿女贫穷，邻里贫穷，软弱失败，你不愿意我们做一个挂名的基督徒，你故此你要我们进入你的丰盛，要得着你的丰盛，好让我们荣耀你，好让我们赞神你，好让我们轰轰呼呼进入你的国。主啊，求你听我们祷告，祝福我们的聚会，靠耶稣基督的名，阿们。实节地说，耶稣基督把他自己的心意说出来，把他的来到世界上受苦受死的目的说出来，也把他的工作的一切说出来。
And in chapter 10, in this verse 10, Jesus really speak out his works on earth and also his purpose on the earth.
知道，如果没有生命，我们就不能活。
So we know that without a life, we cannot live.
没有生命，我们就不能生。不能生，那种。
Okay. Yeah, without a life, we cannot walk.
没有生命，我们就没有果子。
Without a life, we cannot bear any fruits.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音十章十节告诉我们，他的工作、他的目的、他的心意都向我们显明了。
So in John chapter 10, verse 10, actually reveal all Jesus' purpose and His will, His work.
他说，这世界上有盗贼，有偷窃，有杀害，有毁坏。
And he said that in this world we have a thief and we have all this kind of killing and also murdering and hurting things.
哥罗西书第二章第八节说，你们要谨慎。
So in Colossians, this chapter, it says that see to it.
恐怕有的用理学虚空的妄言或者是宗教的传统就把你们掳去。
So they take you captive because they use some hollow and deceptive philosophy and also some principles of the world.
这就说神，我们父神一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督的里面。
So here say that for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
所以你们在他的里面，在基督的里面也可以得到丰盛。
For those who in Jesus Christ, you can also receive the fullness of life.
我给各位说，从我个人所经历的，我在主的面前 实在亏欠，实在不够，不够，不够。
So based on my personal experience, I really think I owe to the Lord because I didn't put sufficient time to Him.
四五十年来，我跟从主，我服侍主，但是我到如今，我在灵修中常常我自己知道亏欠、缺少、缺乏、贫穷、不够、不够。
So in the past 40 or 50 years since I served the Lord, and always when I devoted time to the Lord, I feel I really owe God, and I don't think I put enough time. I feel really poor internally.
因此我也想到众位弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前所得的、所领受的不是丰盛，我们实在是贫穷，实在是可怜，实在是不够，不够，对不对？
So this really make me think about the brothers and sisters in church. Whether we are really, we did not receive the fullness of life from the Lord, we really feel poor inside.
为什么呢？
Why?
是我们的灵修，我们读经不够，我们祷告不够，我们赞美不够，我们爱主不够，我们追求主不够。
Mainly this is because we didn't put enough time to praise the Lord, to read the Bible, and also to pursue all the God's will.
我们常常用句话来推辞，说，哎呀，我实在是软弱，哎呀，我实在是忙啊，哎呀，我实在是累啊，哎呀，我实在的压力太大，哎呀，我实在没有法子啊。
And most of the time, we always hear about it.Some excuse like I don't have enough time. I'm so busy. I'm really living in a stressful life because I don't have time to do that.
我心里实在是爱主，我心里实在火热的心，我心里实在有心，可是我没有办法啊！我实在软弱啊！我实在压力太重了，是不是？
And you feel that I really love the Lord, but the only thing is I really feel so kind of this different kind of pressure. I don't have time, so busy, and I can do nothing.
一个人呢，最怕的是不诚实。
The most difficult thing or the most hard thing is to be a dishonest person.
我刚才读我们大家唱这个九十小的诗歌，我们以后最后一节第五节，我们说我愿与世界断开。
And when I read the same, which is the song number 90, and the last verse is, I want to be separated from the world.
我愿意将生命给我们的主。
I would like to give out my life to the Lord.
口是心非。
Even though we say this, but actually we didn't think inside.
当我出了这个教会，到了家庭里头，到了这个世界里头，许许多多的事情。我们领袖，我们都有来，我们都有接受，我们都有做。
And even after we just went out of this church and go to our daily life, and the only thing we think about is grabbing different things.
什么原因啊？
Why we do that?
我们爱主不够。
Because we didn't love God enough.
我们追求主不够。
We did not seek God's words enough.
我们得到的就是那么一点点，不够奉献。
So what we receive is so little, it's not the fullness, it's not the riches of the Lord.
这前面世界有一大堆的东西又抓着我们又掳去我们。
In front of in the real world, there are so many things we would like to grab.
所以你们要谨慎啊，恐怕有些是理学妄言为遗传，好像小学就把你们掳去了。
So in this verse, and it's really say that because we did not pay enough attention, so we'll be captive by those hollow and deceptive philosophy and the principle of the world.
我们讲到神的丰盛、丰富，那是无穷无尽的。
When we talk about the riches of the Lord, it should be the endless, no boundary.
全部的圣经，你去查考。神的丰盛荣耀向我们显明，是实实在在有形有体的。
So if you really look through all this Bible, and the God's grace and abundance really revealed to us, and it's really in a bodily form.
说到在耶稣基督里，我们救主里的丰盛的恩典，那就是我一生一世永远享受不完。
And in this kind of, in Jesus' fullness of righteousness, we cannot enjoy with our own whole life.
我说我世上真是有痛苦啊，真是有烦恼，真是有挂虑，有忧愁啊，但是在主的里面会改变。
So even though in the real world we really feel so many worries, so many sorrows around us, but if you really receive the Jesus life, you will be changed.
让我举出一节圣经，请大家读读。
Let me just point out one particular verse we can read together.
诗篇86篇。
That is in the Psalms
84篇第六节。
Verse
6. 诗篇84篇第六节。
It's in the Psalms 84 and verse 6.
诗篇84篇第六节，720页旧约。
It's in the Old Testament, page 720.
第六节。
The verse 6.
84篇第六节。
84:6.
好，来，请读。他们经过流泪谷，又借谷并为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福，盖满全谷。流过眼泪的人一定会知道。
If you ever have the tears, you will have this kind of experience.
世界实在是痛苦，有许多的眼泪。
There are so many painful things in this world we have to have the tear on.
当我们的罪被显明的时候，实实在在有许多的眼泪。
So when our sin is revealed, we really have the tears on our face.
但是神的恩典并且泉源。
However, God's grace really become the springs.
泉源都横过，取之不尽，用之不绝的恩典。
The springs are so abundant, you cannot use it up.
还有秋雨之福，满了全谷。各位明白吗？
And also the autumn rains really fall over the valley.
这样的丰富的恩典是整个的教会忙了秋收的全员。
So such kind of abundance is really point out to the whole church. That means we are really covered by this kind of fall rains.
我们天天祷告在复兴教会，复兴教会。
So every day we just pray to revive our church, to revive our church.
我们自己复兴了没有？
But we have to ask whether we are revived first.
哎呀，我们自己有许多的烦恼，有许多的忧愁，有许多的困扰。
So we ourselves really been bothered by these sorrows and the pains and the pressures.
神的心意在罗马书第九章。
And God's will is also revealed by in the Roman chapter 9.
21-24
21-24
神的心意知道，他曾用过这些有理学、有智慧的人，用这些有高尚的人、有名望的人，好像金器、银器，做他的器皿。
And God knows that He actually used those people, educated people, and they are really well known as the silver, as the gold vessel.
但是那些器皿没有把神的荣耀彰显出来。
However, those vessels that did not magnify God's glory.
所以他就说，我要用泥土，这个外邦的泥土。
So then he talked about he would like to use the clay, those Gentiles.
我们外邦人真是像泥土一样的。
Our Gentile really like the clay.
他要造，把泥土造成个器皿。
He would like to form those clay into pottery.
这个器皿来彰显神的荣耀。
In order to magnify God's glory.
但是这个器皿能够装神的荣耀，什么是神的荣耀？
We know that vessel can really contain God's glory, but what is God's glory?
那就是耶稣基督从死里复活的生命。
That is the life from Jesus' resurrection.
是主耶稣那样的慈爱。
And is Jesus' kindness, grace.
是主耶稣的那样的能力。
And is Jesus' power.
那样的平安喜乐
Jesus peaceful
要借助我们一个泥土的器皿来彰显出来
So all of this will be magnified by those kind of clay vessel
我们有没有彰显
Did we magnify
神所用的器皿唯一的一个问题就是要圣洁的器皿要干净的器皿
And the only thing God cares is he would like to use the clean, the pure vessel
神的荣耀的生命、无穷的权力含化慈爱平安喜乐要装在一个圣洁的器皿里
And all God's grace and endless kindness will be contained in this kind of pure vessel.
然后显出他的荣耀。
And then he can magnify God's glory.
每一位真正蒙恩得救的人是一个器皿。
All those people who are blessed actually is indeed a vessel.
教会是一个大器皿。
And the church is a bigger vessel.
我们里面装什么呢？
What is we contain inside?
我们能不能装着神的荣耀丰盛呢？
Whether we can really contain God's glory and riches?
我们一天到晚里面装的什么呢？
What actually contain in us inside?
世界下。
It's the worldly things.
因为我们装以地上的事为愿。
You see, all our thinking is depends on all the worldly things around us.
我们不错，我们也看到我们教会装潢设备很好。
And yes, we can tangibly see all the facility decoration in our church.
甚至也更漂亮的房子。
And even though we can see the prettier house.
但是里面装的什么呢？
But what is the content inside?
你们所有弟兄姊妹，我是追求的什么呢？
So how are those brothers and sisters they are seeking for?
各位，所以因此我们在这个世界里头常常受困扰，常常有痛苦许多的压力在我们身上。
So that is a basic reason why we all suffer with the pains, with the pressure on world.
所以因此我们这个器皿啊，就里面装的都是愁苦，都是压力，都是世上的烦恼，就没有办法把神所给我们那个丰盛彰显出来。
If our containers really contain the worldly sorrow, the pain and unhappiness, how can we magnify God's glory?
我给各位说了一个见证。
So I would like to share with you about one testimony.
在这个月的五号是我的瑞雷，这个蒙教回归天家的一周年。
And in the fifth of this month, actually, that is one anniversary of my wife being received by the Lord. In that particular days, I really think about her.
我祷告，我唱爱诗歌。
I pray and I sing the hymns for those kind of love songs.
我想她跟我恩爱五十多年。
I thought about in the past 50 years the lovely days we shared.
一动
every single actions.
我看她的相片。
I look about her pictures.
我向着她流泪。
And I really on tears.
我看见我的儿女。
I saw my children.
我就想到她的妈妈。
Then I thought about their mother.
我痛苦。
I feel really pain.
我几乎不想活。
I almost really think of what is life for.
她走了，我何必活着呢？
After she was received by the Lord, why I had to live here?
我去去回来还看不见她。
After I go out and come back, I cannot see.
我晚上看不见她，白天黑夜看不见她。
I cannot see her daytime and nighttime.
我悲苦，我流泪，我受压力。
And I feel the pressure, and I feel really, really depressed.
各位，五十多年。
And for the past 50 years,
就是一个朋友，五十多年的朋友，也分开。
Even though this is only a common friend for 50 years,
各位，那样的愁苦。
Dear brother and sister, I feel so sore inside.
只有主知道。
Only God knows that.
各位，主在克西马里面的时候，他说：“我实在是忧愁。”
When Jesus was in the Gethsemane and he felt that I really feel sorrow inside.
那个眼泪流出来一滴一滴像血一样。
His tears shedding just like a blood.
我告诉各位一个事情。
I would like to share with you one thing.
这个爱的分隔实在是多么痛心的事情。
The separation of the love is really the deepest sorrow things.
但是最能够满足，最能够鼓励人，最能够享受，最能够使人喜乐平安的，也就是爱。
And the most enjoyable and most thing can inspiring you is the love.
在那个五号那天下午，我们到那个玫瑰山庄去。
So on the May 5th, we went to the Rose Hill.
我带着儿子、孙子、儿女、女婿都去，他们都在来祷告。
I brought all my descendants there, and we all prayed there.
后来就到我女儿的家，就放映一个影片。
Then we went to my daughter's house, and we saw a videotape.
感谢主啊，我自己也想不到，是我一个亲戚非常的热心，给我们拍了一个录影带、录影片。
Because that videotape was filmed by one of our relatives.
哎呀，那个录影片一片放出来啊，实在是我是感动。
So when I saw this videotape, I was so touched.
那一天追思礼拜的时候，是12号，是一个六天了以后再做追思礼拜，是5月的12号。
The memorial service actually was held on May 12th. That is 6 days after she passed away.
我们用了那个礼拜堂啊，那个维格山庄的礼拜堂，差不多我们讲到只能够坐100多人呢。
The church
这个还小一点。
The church actually we used for her memorial service was a little bit smaller than this one. It's about accommodation is about 100 people.
若是没有拍这个电影录影带啊。我们就不知道。
So without watching this videotape, I cannot see.
哎，那个录影带一拍出来，我们放映出来，看见了，哎呀，原来有200多的弟兄姊妹啊，去参加我们的追思礼拜。
So from the videotape, I really can see it's about 200 plus brother and sister attend the memorial service that day.
3个教会。
From three
弟兄姊妹都来。
All the brothers and sisters from 3 different churches, they all attend.
还有从这个东部来的弟兄姊妹。
And all, even some brothers and sisters, they flew in from East Coast.
那个礼拜堂坐不下，前面还有许多许多。
And they cannot all fit into the chapel.
真是对不起，弟兄姊妹，有的迟到一点就不能进去坐。
So I feel sorry for those brothers and sisters that had to stand outside.
但是那一片叶城那边的爱心，那一片爱我的心，爱我们一家的心，哎呀，我的心里实在就感动。
But that kind of warmness and also friendship, I really be deeply touched my heart.
真是谢谢弟兄姊妹为我祷告，为我这样的爱我们，谢谢各位。
Yeah, I cannot express my appreciation for your prayer and your support. And the only thing is, I can pray to the Lord to give you the blessing.
3个教会，差不多200多人。
The 200 plus people is actually in different about 3 churches.
参加我们那个追思礼拜。
Attend the memorial service.
都是最后这个聚会结束了。
At the end of the memorial service,
一个一位一位的到前面来，给我到后面去，给我握手，安慰我。这样的爱在教会里头，在主里面这样的爱，哎呀，我没有话说。
And I really cannot say about this, describe this kind of love when I saw one by one came to the front to console me and to shake hands with me.
那个影片里头，一个一个都看出来。
So I can identify individually from the videotape.
我两个女儿就说，哎，这是谁？这是谁？有的我不认识，因为他们那个教会我不认识的。
And even some names, some faces I cannot identify because they are from the other churches.
但是有的很多我认识的。
But lots of people I really can recognize the face.
哎呀，他们的热情，他们这样亲爱的啊，这样的情神啊，我心里很感动。
Their warmness and their love really deeply touched my heart.
我就想到一些圣经啊。
So remind me about one verse.
哥林多后书那里，保罗说我们使徒明明被掠在幕后，好像一台戏，引个世界和天使观看。
And in the
好像一台戏。
In the second Corinthians, talk about we all just playing as a play, and angels are watching. They are the audience watching our plays.
我特别一件事情，我告诉各位，哎呀，一位一位到前面来给我握手，安慰我那种的热情，那种亲情，不是一般的亲友可以有的。
And all this warmness and love is not just like a common loss from my relatives.
特别一件事情我告诉各位。
And one particular thing I want to say.
这个意外的事情。
This is an extra thing.
哎呀，看见谢明山长老，一步一步走过来。
And when I saw the elder Xie just walking toward the front.
他给我拥抱。
And he really impressed me.
他在我的耳朵说出有声安慰的话。
And he talked those kind of consulting words with very, very softly tone.
我们现在也看不见，不能再看见谢长老指挥将来在天将岗了。
And now we cannot see the elder Xie among us unless we go to the heaven.
那个影片里清清楚楚看到他一步一步走过来，把我抱住，有声细语对我说安慰我的话。
And I can watch from the tape, see the elder Xie just walking toward the front and to console me.
各位，你想到这是何人意外的事？
So you think about this is really things I didn't imagine.
所以我说各位弟兄姊妹啊。
So dear brothers and sisters.
那一台戏是给世人和天使观看。
That play actually was seen by the angels and other people.
所以弟兄姊妹你就知道我们今天的聚会今天我们彼此的相爱天使那里都派了录音带
So dear brother and sister you have to think about all our fellowship our loving among each other actually are filmed by the angel as a videotape
我想有一天我们在父神的家里我们都有看见众弟兄姊妹
So one day in our Godfather's house, we all will see the brother and the sister there.
特别那些看不见的人，我们再看见了。
And particularly those people we cannot see, and we can see the actions in the videotape.
你说我们应当如何的谨慎，如何的敬神？我们在主的爱里，怎么样的给世人看，怎么样给天使看？
So from these things, we can really have to think about how should we be careful about our actions, our daily behavior, because we have to magnify.
给世人看怎么样给天使看。
So from these things, we can really have to think about how should we be careful about our actions, our daily behavior, because we have to magnify to the angels and to other people.So one part I'm really deeply touched, but the other side I really feel sorry.
那天晚上我的女婿请吃饭，完了以后我回到家里，我一个人在那祷告。
So that day my son-in-law invited us for a dinner. After the dinner I went home, I pray.
我想到弟兄姊妹的爱。
I thought about the love from brothers and sisters.
我要想到父神主的爱。
And also I thought about the love from the God, from our Heavenly Father.
我想到我的老伴的爱。
I thought about the love from my spouse.
哎呀，我真是难过极了。
I was really deeply sorrowed that day.
好像全身没有力量。
As if I just so weak, I don't have any strength at all.
正在这个时候。
At this time.
我的灵被开启。
And my spirit was inspired.
我主的话显明出来了。
And God's words really magnified to me.
主对我说什么话呢？
What did God talk to me?
请各位看圣经。
Please read the Bible.
路加福音十四章。
It is in the Luke chapter 14.
二十五节到二十七节。
Verse 25 to 27.Okay, it's Luke chapter 14, verse 25 to 27.
路加福音十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
二十五节到二十七节。
Verse
25
to
27. 新约一百零四页是我的圣经。
In my Bible, it is the page 104.
今天到耶稣的面前来都记得很多很多人
Today there are many many people come to the Jesus
全世界有很多的基督徒
There are There are so many Christians in this world.
都对，到耶稣的面前来。
They all come to the Jesus.
有许多人确实要说，就啊，我要跟从你。
If someone indeed they say that, Lord, I would like to follow you.
我是跟从主了五十多年了。
I have followed the Lord for more than 50 years.
就跟主对我说什么话？
And what is it God told me?
我想今天主对我说的话，也是对大家说的话。
And I thought what God told me, also the words he would like to talk to everybody.
请我们来读25节到27节。
So please let's read 25 to 27 together.
有极大的人和耶稣同审。他转过来对他们说
them, said,
人到我这里来
乐不爱我胜过爱自己的父母
妻子儿女弟兄姊妹
yes,
和自己的圣命就不能做我的门徒
二十七节，
黄背背着自己的十字架跟从我
的，
也不能做我的门徒。哎呀，主啊，我是不能。
So Lord, I can't.
您不能。
Can you?
这个条件太大。
This is quite a strict condition.
我爱这个地上的事。
I really love all the things on earth.
我爱我回天家的。
I love my wife who is now in the heaven.
我受困扰。
I was really disturbed. I feel so painful.
抬不起头来。
And I cannot strengthen myself.
我爱这爱那个，我爱我的儿女，我爱这个世界，爱那个，这不应该的吗？
I love this. I love that. I love my children. I love all the things. Isn't that what I shouldn't do?
主耶稣不是说不应该，应该爱。
Jesus didn't say you shouldn't do. Indeed, he said you should.
当不能胜过他，爱儿女、爱妻子、爱丈夫、爱什么都可以爱，但是不能胜过爱主。
But you can love all of this. But the only condition is you cannot love those more than Jesus.
那就说主啊，我的眼泪是为谁流的？
Then that is why I ask who I share the tear for.
我的愁苦，我的忧伤是为谁来？
And to whom, you know, I was so sorrow and so feel disturbed.
不是为主，对不对？
Not for the God.
那我爱什么？
What I really love.
都晓我们的眼泪，都晓说我们愁苦，都晓说你的挂虑，都晓你烦恼，你不是为爱主。
How many times we really worry, we really sorry, and we not for the Lord?
哎呀，我向主认罪。
And then I confess in front of the Lord.
各位千千万万不要误会主这么独裁，哈，要爱我要胜过爱你的父母。
But don't think about it, when God say that He was so arbitrary and He does not allow you to love your parents.
实在是他爱我们的心过于父母，过于妻子儿女啊。
Indeed, he really wants us to love him more than our love to our spouse, to our children, to our parents.
为什么呢？
Why he commands this?
各位，你想到吗？
Have you ever thought about this?
主在这里爱我们啊。
The Lord actually indeed loves us here.
故此对我们说这个话。
That's the reason he said that to us.
因为是想妻子、儿女、一切弟兄姊妹的爱，都是有时间、有空间、有力量的限制。
Because all this love we to the spouse, to our dear brother and sister, to our relatives, and they are timely and limited, has spatial limitation.
唯有主的爱，没有时间、没有空间、没有力量的限制。
And only God's love, which is not bounded by the time, by the space, by all the conditions.
我们夫妻相爱五十多年啊，爱得不得了啊。
And we husband and wife, we really love each other for 50 years. We really love each other.
时间到了五十多年，五十六年啊。
But after the time up, that is about 56 years.
能不能再拉了六十七年、六十八、六十九啊
？So can we stand for another 67,
79?
No, we can't.
儿女长大了，女儿去嫁，男孩子结婚长，他还有儿女了。
So when your children they grow up, the daughter and the son just go to form their own family.
有时间限制，有空间限制。
All of this have the timely limitation and also spatial limitation.
我的儿子，我的女婿，每一个礼拜最少来看我一次。
And my son and my son-in-law, they visit me at least once a week.
陪我吃饭，陪我交通。
They just have a dinner with me, have a fellowship with me.
但现在两个前天到加拿大去传道，加拿大传道去了。
And these two went to Canada to preach in the past couple of days.
在加拿大，他可以挂长途电话给我。
In Canada, he can call me long distance.
但是有空间限制。
However, there is a spatial distance.
各位
dear brother and sister,
唯有主的爱永不离开我。
Only Jesus' love will not leave us.
唯有主的爱是我一生的丰富。
Only the love from Jesus is the richest, is the riches of the life.
啊，所以主这样爱我。知道，如果没有他的爱，他有失望，有永远的失望。
So without this kind of love, he will be really deeply feel disappointed forever.
因为儿女照样爱我们，他不能够使我们永远的灵魂得救啊。
No matter how your children love you, he cannot save your soul.
唯有耶稣的爱。
Only Jesus loves.
他爱我们爱到底，救我们救到底。
He really loves us, and he always want to save us.
他说：“我去为你预备地方去。”
So he said that I'm going because I will prepare the place for you.
预备好了，我就来接你。
Whenever I prepare, then I will come to receive you.
你与我，我与你，永远同住。
You and I and you will live forever together.
你明白这样的爱吗？
And dear brother and sister, do you understand such kind of love?
哦，底下说二十七节，还不背着自己的十字架来跟从我的，他就不能做我的门徒。
So in the verse 27 say that anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
我们这个基督耶稣的基督徒最好的一个标记就是十字架。
The best mark for the Christian are it actually is the cross.
十字架是荣耀。
Cross is a glory.
十字架是复活的生命。
And cross is the revival life.
但是这里说你要背自己的十字架。
But here it says that you have to carry your own cross.
就是自己的十字架是吗？就是死，十字架就是死。
And what is your own cross? Indeed, that is the death.
你这个人自己死，与主耶稣同死。
And that means you have to die with Jesus.
你要跟从主，你必须把你自己这个血气、这个自己肉体、生命交出来，死钉死十字架。
That means you really have to give out your flesh life, and you have to be nailed in the cross.
什么是你的生命呢
？What is a fleshly life？
你是这个人。死掉没有死掉
？Whether this person really has a life？
这个基督徒受洗是受洗的，有没有真正的死复活呢
？And most of the time we see the Christian when they are baptized, and we have to ask whether they are really, nailed in their own cross。
有没有真正领受基督的生命呢
？Whether they really receive the life from Jesus？
因为基督的生命是复活的生命。
And Jesus' life is a kind of revival life.
是经过死的生命。
It's a through the death.
唉，什么叫做背十字架呢
？What is the carry the cross?
就是自己的生命钉十字架。
That means your own life will be nailed in the cross.
你说这个人死了。
So after whenever we say this person is dead.
你就骂他。
And then maybe you just blame him.
他不会骂你啊。
And he cannot say that.
绝对不会，因为他死了。
Since he Since he's dead, he cannot respond to.
你会称赞这个人？哎呀，你了不起啊！你是一个能干的人，你是个有学问的人，你是一个博士，你是一个什么什么？你称赞他，他会什么？会说很喜欢吗？会谢谢你吗？不会。
And some even when you praise someone, say, "Well, you're such a capable person. You're well known, and you are really educated." But can he respond to you as well?
因为他是死的。
No, because he is dead.
你明白这个意思吗？
Do you understand the meaning?
什么叫做背十字架跟随主？
So what means you had to carry your cross and follow the Jesus?
啊，就是世界的压力，世界一切的引诱，世界一切的迷惑，没有，不能迷我，我是个死的。
That means all the pressure on earth, all the temptation on earth cannot bound me because I'm dead already.
这个世界的真什么？真名真利。
What are we really struggling in this world? We are struggling for the fame. We are struggling for the money.
台湾议会打架，哎，这个梨花院打架，全世界在想打，都是什么争名争利。
And we can see some from the news that the congressmen in Taiwan they always fight among each other. And also we can see the fights among the nations. What they fight for is for the fame and for the power.
那是一个死人，你告诉他，哎呀，有一笔大财可以花，有什么大的好的机会可以怎么样？他怎么样噻？他有没有表示啊？
And if you talk to a dead person, there is great opportunity you can make a killing, and there is a good opportunity you can make this, and he cannot respond.
什么好处给死人？立法委员、总统跟他当，他也不当嘛。
So even though you ask, you will name the dead people to be the like the president.
你说你不要死，我要选你做总统啊！他在绕，没有话说了。
Even you told them that you don't.Please don't die because we want to nominate you the president. That kind of person means they carry the cross and follow the Jesus. Dear brother and sister,
你若不背十字架，他说一句，不能做主的门徒。
And here said that if you won't carry your own cross and follow the Jesus, you cannot be his disciple.
时间快到，我要紧紧的。
Since the time is really limited, I had to talk briefly.
有一个人名字最奇怪的名字。
And among all this Bible, there is only one name. It's the most strange name.
他名字叫做抓。
His name is grabbing.
抓世界，抓名，抓利。
His name means the grabbing all the power, all the fame.
你好好看圣经，创世纪25章抓起，抓到32章。
And if you read the Old Testament in the Genesis, you can see this person grabbed from the chapter 20.
都是记载他抓名抓利。
And all recorded his grabbing behavior.
很奇妙的，他是双胞胎，在他母亲的肚子里头，他就抓。
It's very, very strange because he was a twin. When he was in his mother's tummy, he was grabbing.
抓什么呢？抓他的哥哥。
What he tried to grab?
他要做长子。
He grabbed his father, his brother.
犹太人对这个长子的名分啊，非常的重哈。
Because the Jew is very emphasized, look very upon about those kind of birthmark.
后来他的哥哥生出来了。
So after his father, after his brother was born first,
他就抓他的脚跟。
Then he grabbed his heels.
因此，他的父母给他取个名字叫做抓。
So his parents just call his name, grabbing.
后来长大了
，So after he grew up，
他一直想抓这个长子的名分
，So he really want to grab this birthmark。
他的哥哥有一天去打猎，好辛苦啊，爬山越岭好辛苦回来。
So one day after his brother went out hunting was really difficult job。
他在那里煮红豆汤
，And he was cooking the red bean soup。
哎呀，那个红豆汤好香哦！啊，他哥哥一进门就闻到，哎，这么香，煮什么？
And because the soup was so smelly, and then his brother asking, "What did you cook?"
哎，人家那里煮红豆汤啊。
And so he said, "Oh, you are cooking the red bean soup."
这个哥哥打猎回来又饥又渴，赶快地向他弟弟说，哎，弟弟啊，红豆汤给我一碗吧。
So because the brother was so tired after the hunting, so he talked to his brother, "Please give me a cup of the soup."
那弟弟说，红豆汤给你碗可以，可是你把长子的名分给我。
So this younger brother responded that, sure, I can give you a soup of the soup, but you have to give me the birthmark.
我请问，这个姜子明荤要紧啊，还是红豆汤要紧啊？
So let me ask whether the birthmark is more important or the red bean soup.
今天世界还是有红豆汤给你。
So in this world, they still have the red bean soup we can provide to you.
你是做基督徒要紧啊，还是来做假虚报血假血假什么做假的事情，可以不可以啊？
So, what is most important, to be a Christian or you can falsify all your tax returns and make some other stories in your life?
哎呀，他哥哥想一想，这个种子长子名分有什么用啊？现在鸡又渴，这个姓氏的问题很要紧。
So the elder brother just thought about what is the usefulness, you know, for this birthmark. And now I'm so hungry, I'm so thirsty. I would like to have a cup of red bean soup.
我晓得有许多的基督徒因为姓氏的问题。
And I know so many Christians because of reality issues.
停止聚会。
They stop, they quit, you know, coming to the worship Lord.
停止祷告。
They stop praying to the Lord. They stop their Bible studying.
停止追求。
They stop all the seeking behavior.
姓氏问题要紧。
Because the most reality issues to them is most important.
基督徒的名分有什么用啊？
What is the usefulness of being a Christian? The name of Christian.
他哥哥说，好，红豆汤给我一碗，长子名分给你。
So the elder brother responded, okay, fine, you give me the red bean soup and I give up the birthmark.
说话不是随便的，天上的真神知道的。
So whenever you say something and God is really listening.
以后他的哥哥大的就要服侍小的了。
So from then on, the elder brother has to serve the younger one.
啊，这个人在做。
Because this younger brother is grabbing.
啊。到了他这个舅舅的家里头，一看见他的二表妹很漂亮，他就抓了个漂亮的。
So because he is always grabbing, when he went to his uncle's house, he saw the second cousin was really pretty, so he would like to grab her.
所以做了七年的劳苦不易，还做了再七年、十四年，为了他的表妹啊，受尽了一切风霜劳苦。
So because in order to achieve his own goal, and he was working for his uncle for 7 years, and then additional 7 years, all of this suffer and pain just because he wanted to grab this pretty cousin.
他两个表妹，一个大的不漂亮，一个第二的漂亮，他要抓他的漂亮的表妹。
Because there are two cousins. The older one is not as pretty as the second one, so he would like to grab the first one. The second one.
他又做了许多的牛羊，许多的财物。
And also then he grabbed some sheep, some cattle.
结果他都抓到了表妹了，但是在半路上回家的半路上死掉了。
And then even though he grabbed his the cousin he would like to marry, however on the way to his hometown.And she died.
她的表妹，这个二表妹生一个一两个孩子，一个最漂亮、最能干、最聪明的孩子，又被卖做奴了。
And the one child actually born by this second cousin and was so pretty. However, he has to face the fate being enslaved.
最可爱的心爱的妹妹死掉，最可爱的那个优秀的孩子被卖了。被卖着做奴，不知道如同死的一样。
And one child was dead, and the other one also very good, just being sold as a slave.
这就是人生。
This is the life.
各位，我这次在讲主理学时讲到约伯记。
So this time when I teach the Bible study, I talk about Job.
约伯有那么多的财产。
Job has so many properties.
那么多的财富。
Such a kind of great.
有那么多的儿女。
So many children.
一下子来死光了。
And all of a sudden, all die.
一下子来财产一起没有了。
And all of a sudden, all the property was gone.
说人都想着抓世界。
So we human beings always want to grab in the world.
抓名、抓利、抓财、抓世界。
No matter it is a fame, it is a money, it is a power.
好像世界东西没有抓到一点啊，这人生就空虚了，人就迷失了啊。
As if.If you want grabbing something on earth, you will feel vanity inside.
但这些抓到的人，他说什么话？
But those people who actually grab something, what did they say?
这个抓说什么话？
What is grabbing say?
哎呀，我就要百花丛丛，悲悲惨惨的下阴间去了。
And he thought about, I will with my silver hair, and I had to go to the hell.
就在这个时候，他们绝望，他们空虚，他们没有希望的时候，哎呀，天上的使者向他显现。
In the time when he feels so desperate, an angel from the heaven just revealed to him.
他就抓住他。
Then he grabbed the angel.
如果这次再不抓住他。
He felt that if this time I won't grab him.
不抓住这个全能的神啊。
If I won't grab this powerful God.
他一切就空虚了。
So everything will be in vain.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
这个老人晓得了。
This old man he knows.
世界一切都抓不住了。
Nothing on this earth can be grabbed.
再漂亮的太太也抓不住了。
Even though such a beautiful wife, he cannot grab.
再好的儿女也抓不住了。
Even the best kids, best children, he cannot grab.
我们有许多的见证。
We have so many testimony.
因为时间关系不能讲。
Because the time limited, so I cannot share.
虽然没有看到，一定可以听到。
Even though sometimes you cannot see by yourself, but you can hear.
一个人抓世界。
Whoever really grabbing the world.
抓得还满意啊。
They feel really satisfied internally.
没有一个不失望的。
No one not feel dissatisfied.
哎呀，他抓住神了。
The good thing is he grabbed the God.
这个神对他说：“你不要再抓了。”
So God talked to him, "Don't grab anymore."
你不要再抓了。
Don't grab anymore.
你要抓住神所赐给你的。
You have to grab whatever given by the God.
所以我们看创世纪三十二章二十七、二十八两节。
So please turn to the Genesis.
头一本书。
It's the first book in the Bible.
创世纪三十二章。
Genesis 32.
二十七、二十八。
Verse 27, 28.
这个人的名字雅各，在英文里头就是抓，他的名字抓，抓了一生。哦，差一点他就悲悲惨惨的下阴间了。
This person's name is Jacob, and so because he's grabbing, almost go to the heaven.
这次神向他显现，他抓住了。
So this time when God revealed to him, he grabbed it.
好像一个小孩子倒在父亲的怀里。
Just like a baby, he just go to the father's embrace.
抓住他的父亲，你一定把那个宝贝给我。
So just like he grabbed his father and said, well, please give me the precious thing.
所以这个神的使者就对他说，二十七、二十八节，请我们来读。
So let's read the 27, 28 together.
那人说，你名叫什么呢？
Him, What's your name?
他说，
Jacob,
我名叫抓。那人说，你的名不要再抓了，
no、Jacob,
要叫以色列，
Israel,
因为神叫你，你都得了信了。
And with men and have overcome.
因为父亲的心里知道，一个儿子把他抓住不放，一定要把口袋里所有的东西都给他。
Because we know that if your children really grab the father,
你的名要称为王子以色列。
So the father would like to give the precious things to the son, and so he would like ask him to change his name to Israel.
王的儿子是承受王的国度一切的丰盛。
The son of the king will inherit all the riches from the heaven of the king.
如果你真的今天晓得，我要抓住我的主啊。
So if you really know that I have to grab my Lord.
我每一位都是王子。
So every of us will be the king, the son of the king.
我们都是才所继承的人。
So we all will be the inheritance.
我们要承受他一切的丰盛。
We will inherit all the riches from the God.